The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We are live in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's bluebird sky. It's going to be 55 degrees. What a great day to get out and fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, grilling world. We're gonna shoot over to South Division right now to one of our great sponsors, the very first sponsor of the show, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. We've got on the line the ultimate sportsman that is always serving sportsmen, working 7 days a week right now, Merle Shoemaker. Good morning, Merle.
How you doing this morning, guys?
Always good to talk to you, man. You've got to be up to your ankles in alligators right now.
Yeah, we're doing some business. There's a lot of people out there. They're purchasing licenses and getting their firearms ready and getting ready for the big opener on Tuesday, that's for sure.
You've got a lot of nice pictures on the website so far for the big buck contest, and that's on the WBBL website, I know. Is it also on yours or just WBBL?
That's going to be just on WBBL's and website. That's where they can submit their photos as well, or they can drop their photos off here.
But how do you pick the winner?
We're going to pick the winner. It's going to be based on criteria as far as how big the buck is, and the quality of the photo is a big consideration for us, as well as the size of the buck. So we really encourage some really nice field photos with the weapon of choice, you know, that they used. And, you know, most of it is going to be size and quality of photo. So they want to keep that in mind.
Bakita was showing me one about a week ago from Grand Ledge, I think, and that buck was for a Michigan deer, just gorgeous. Looked like some of the stuff coming out of Hillsdale County.
That was an amazing buck.
Oh, my gosh. That's almost like a Kansas buck right there. I haven't seen G2s and G3s that thick up here much.
No, you don't see the mass in Michigan generally that you see like that buck had. And that buck had the mass all through the points, the main beams, and the brows, everything. I mean, that's just an amazing deer.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to check that out, that is WBBL-FM. It's WBBL.com, and you go on the website, and you'll see the link to the Big Buck Contest. But, hey, Merle, I was in the store yesterday and picked up a few things. I'm headed out in the morning for deer camp myself and noticed that, like always, you guys are doing some great things. It was Veterans Day yesterday. You had some military folks there, and they were raising money for one of their causes with disabled veterans and wanting to hunt. You know, I just had to give you a shout-out on that, because you guys never stopped supporting the community and great causes, and that's why you're such a good partner of the Grillin' Guys. We really respect that and appreciate it.
Yeah, we try to do everything we can, especially for our military, the kids that get involved in hunting. And, you know, Bowtech has been a huge supporter for the military. They've sent some equipment over to the guys overseas, you know, for them to use and be involved with in archery. You know, they have a tough job, and they're supporting all of us. And Bowtech has really done a super job in supporting our military and giving them some fun things to do. And, you know, their whole bow line is based on the models of their bows are based on, you know, something with the military. So they're a huge supporter, and we try to do everything we can for them. And anything we can do, you know, for them is, you know, just a plus, that's for sure.
That's admirable. If you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. We're on the line right now with Merle Shoemaker, who's really kind of the GM, I would say, at Allen Bob's. You're the go-to guy for us and about everybody down there, but you're definitely a very experienced sportsman. And if you've never been into Allen Bob's, if you're into hunting, ice fishing, fishing, camping, you need to go down there, because these people know their product. They strive to bring you American-made product. I was just hunting in Kansas here a couple days ago, and all the guys out there were admiring my hat light. It was like the coveted item of deer camp. I'm the only one with a removable hat light, so that little alligator light you sold me. I'm going to pick a few more up and send them out as gifts because apparently they don't know how to buy hat lights out there.
Yeah, so I understand you guys had a great Kansas hunt. And you had a lot of fun, a lot of nice bucks out there.
Well, when I see that one from Grand Ledge, that's how they look out there.
Yeah, yeah, that looks like a Kansas buck.
It does.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Merle, I don't know if it's a great time he had out there. He's got great stories, but there's another miss. You know, it happens every year. We'll get into that. We'll break that down a little bit later. But, hey, I got to give your gunsmith a plug. You guys hooked me up with a Thompson Center Triumph 50 caliber muzzleloader when I was there, and your guy put a bore sighting on that scope. I took it out of the box. First five shots, four of them were touching at 75 yards. That thing was spot on. I mean, guys, if you're listening out there, you do not get that kind of quality and service at the big box store. That's why you go to Allen Bob's, because they set you up with equipment that's going to work. They're going to help you understand it. Merle set me up with everything. I was just getting into muzzle loading again, was out of it for about 5 years. I said, Merle, I need everything. Bullets, powder, cleaning, the gun, the scope, and you guys set me up. I just wanted to give you a big shout-out for that, because out of the box, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it was dead on.
Well, that answers your question, Merle. You were asking me if he shot it yet.
Yeah, I did ask that question yesterday.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're listening out there and you're in need of any sporting goods, you know, it's like anything else. It's worth what you pay for it, because you get great advice and you get people that are going to walk around. They're going to ask you questions on what you're doing and how you do it, and they're going to make sure that you walk out of the store with everything you need. So, hey, Merle, it was great talking to you. We love Allen Bob's, and if you can, get some sleep. I know you're going to be busy for the next couple days, but the Grilling Guys appreciate your partnership, and take care, my friend.
Okay, we appreciate your support. Thanks, guys.
Okay. That was Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's.
Yeah, so, well, coming up next, we've got our friend Chaz. Again, he's got 24 calling cards here, and we've used a couple of the cards already, so we're going to be coming back and breaking down this new Bone Crusher Stout that he's got going on. And then we're also going to talk to our friend Rob Russell in the next segment after that, Cowboy Rob, and talk about Bob's hunting trip. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. I feel the pain you place inside. You lock me up inside your dirty cage. Well, I'm alone inside my mind. I'd like to teach you all the rules. I get to see them set in stone. I like it when you chain me to the bed, but then your secrets never show.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.